charity. Spirit, what is charity? And second, what is our obligation? First, charity, the very word for cat, means purity. It means to purify. Purity, purifying. The cat means purity, purifying. And the reason why it's called this is because when anyone gives sincerely from his heart, he is working his own purification. Maybe I haven't done enough. Maybe I haven't prayed enough. Maybe I haven't spread enough love and peace and good teaching. But if I have the strength to give up a dollar out of my $10 or $20 to help another sister or another brother, that's going to work to reform, remake my own mall, my own mall fabric. So it's going to, every time I do that, I'm going to feel a victory. And the sense of victory is accomplishment. Not to deviate from the subject, but if you think of all the pleasures that we have, and think of those that have a peak, once we reach the peak, we realize the victory. And with that victory, we almost forget all of the struggling we had before coming to that peak, right? So it gives us a victory and renews us for another struggle, is that right? And we just, and this is what life is. It's up the hill, to the peak, a victory, a renewing, a rejuvenation, and back down and up again, is that right? This is what life is all about. So brother and sister, the cat gives us a victory. Every time we make a contribution, we feel a sense of victory. I have done a good deed. I have helped someone. I have also shown myself that I am not so selfish that I have to eat every piece of the chicken. I can give a neck or a wing or a leg to a brother or a sister. Is that right? Right. So there's a victory. Some people can't give nothing. They got to eat all of it and then lick the gravy. If you say, look, can I stop that gravy you have left? No, this is my gravy. I ain't full yet. Oh, I'm going to put this away for tomorrow. I don't feel like cooking tomorrow. But that's not Muslim. That's somebody that hasn't come in contact with Islam, you see. So zakat means purity, and so zakat works to affect purity in us when we do it, and that's why it's called purity. Now, if zakat is purity, how can anyone think that he can go out and pick up somebody, injure an old weak person, or kill a man who was a thriving, hardworking, thriving member in the society, who was taking care of his family? Now he's killed. Nobody keeps the family up. The family is without this good man. And here comes this so-called Muslim with the money he took from this dead man, giving it to the chief minister. Don't you give me anything that you got unlawfully. Don't you give me anything that you are not ready to show me where you got it from, how you got it, and what's connected with it. If you're ashamed of it, don't give it to me. I follow the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, don't put into charity those things that you would be ashamed to admit or to reveal your connections with it, how you came about it. If you are ashamed to reveal how you came about this thing, then don't put it in as charity. Now, I know how this thing came about. The teaching got off on the wrong track. You were told, get it at any cost. Bring the money in, that's all. Well, I'm here to correct that. That was not the teaching of Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad. That was a problem brought about when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't strong enough to deal with it. The cause of old age and deterioration in himself. Well, this young man ain't deteriorating. charity, those things that you got by unlawful means. It says in the law of Hamiyul Hamid, says, for surely Allah is all rich, the owner of all the treasure, and supreme in dignity. Now, would you bring one who is the highest in dignity, who has the highest faith for his righteous image? Would you then bring him something that you stole? Something that you didn't get with the power of wit and muscle in a lawful way, but with the power of deception and muscle in an unlawful way? You wouldn't bring that to God. You're disgracing God. You're offending God. God says, be righteous and I will make you successful. God says, keep away from the ugly things. Don't go down the road to the pigsty and I will make you successful. Then here you come up the road to God. He's on sitting on the mountain and you bring him up some rubies that you bought out of the pigsty with pig slime on them. Haven't washed them off. Can't wash them off because they were gotten unlawfully. Say, God, here's some filthy rubies. If I learn that any office of the Nation of Islam is accepting criminal money from narcotics, from theft, from pickup, if my order to remove him is not carried out, I promise you I will go there and be killed. I'll sit him down. Greatness to you if you are going to depend upon the crutches of the devil. Put down the crutches of the devil and Allah will show you can walk. Now as for our own obligation, individual obligation to charity. We know that charity is one of the five basic pillars of Islam. First is open testimony that there is no God but the one God, that Allah, our God, is only Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger. The next is prayer. Then third is charity, zakat. So we find that really we are standing still until we start donating, is that right? Because a man can confess standing still. A man can pray in one place. But it's to give charity, you're going to have to move. You have to go out and make it, and then bring it to the donation spot. Is that right? All right. So we find that in order for society to move, it has to develop some financial activity. And our society must have a form of tax. Now, we know that government is given the power to tax the people. We think of charity not as a tax, but as something else. But I want you to understand today, brothers and sisters, that charity is also a tax. The reason why we have to tax our own society is because we are a world too. We are a society that is developing along a national path, a national design. Of our development are the patterns for national growth. And let me tell you something, the concept of Nation of Islam is the greatest blessing ever to come to the Bilalian people of the world. Because that's what we lost, contact with natural, national development, contact with the natural development of nations. We have been starving and desiring some way to express ourselves, some way for our life to express itself in the veins or the arteries of natural development. Is that right? But we haven't been able to identify with the nation that we were in because it kept us on the outside of its main activities. Is that correct? So now, here comes to us the nation of Islam, not invented yesterday, not invented in 1930, the nation of Islam that was freed 1,400 years ago. It really has no birth record in the history of society. It was only preached and established that in those days by Father Muhammad as institution to keep it alive forever. Now here we are, blessed with that. We have to realize as Jews realize. We have to realize as the Irish realize, Irish Catholics realize, that their religion is a blessing to them, that their religion is their life, that their religion ensures that they will have a society, that they will have a community, that they will have light on in the house, that they will have food in the house, that they will have clothes for the children, that they will have peace. Is that right? All right. We live in a society, we pay them tax, and we demand so much for them. But since we live in already in a government or in a nation, and the members as a majority of that nation do not identify with all of our wants and needs, then we have to pay for those things that they won't provide for us. We pay them in the form of donations to the leadership or to the staff of our own society. We get this by taxing ourselves. Now, since the government can't recognize the desired needs of our community, as a religious group, we must tax ourselves and provide for our needs. Is that right? All right. So that's what charity is for. So there's two forms of charity, of the cash. One form is the gift, the free gift. Sadaqa. The free gift. Something that we give, not because there's any compulsion. We're not compelled to give it, but we give it out of love, the Holy Quran says, out of love for the near relative. And don't forget that, brothers and sisters. Islam is not different from the message of Jesus in this respect. Jesus, they stand and stop at home and spread abroad. And in the Holy Quran, it says, the cat is for the near relative. Don't come here with money for the mosque light. And there ain't no light in your house, ain't no heat in your house for your baby. Do something about your home. And then say, well, we can survive with this. Let me take this extra nickel, this extra quarter, this extra $10, this extra $20, this extra $100. Let me take it and give it so our whole community can survive. Is that right? All right, that's the spirit. But don't do it if the babies are crying and no shoes on. Soles on them and you can't buy any soap. Can't buy any ointment. Can't take them to a doctor. Don't do it. No, do it only when you have taken care of the pressing needs of your own home. This is Islam. Now, these people who collect charities, they don't like to hear me talk like this. But I'm not here to talk for them. I play my harp for God. And if he likes my music, then I'm all right. We can stay alive. I know we can take care of our collective needs. I know we can keep the lights on in the mall. I know we can keep the bills paid. I know we can have social places for us to meet in as Muslims. I know we can have some jobs for our people. I know we can have all of these things for ourselves as a collective group, and at the same time, don't have to worry that some member is crying in the house because the collective is coming tomorrow morning. They're going to take the property, repossess the car, put you out of doors. We don't want that. That's not building up. That's destroying ourselves. Building up is keeping those things that you managed to get, keeping them intact. If I go over the third bridge and then tear it down and then make another bridge, well, what have I accomplished? I'm building bridges and tearing them down. After a while, we finish the whole city and we got one bridge. People can't go, people got cliffs between them. They can't pass over. Because as fast as we build the bridge, we tore it down to build another. Right? So what a city look like with one bridge and many waterways to pass over. All praises to Allah. So we're going to make it. Don't listen to the doubt us. Let them doubt by themselves. Quickly, I want to explain to you the history of the cash. It'll only take a few minutes. We're going on to another point. In the early history of the mission of the universal prophet, Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, there was no institution of tax or charity. Those who want it, those who love it, they help. And this is the same for the rise of the lost foundation of Islam in the West. In the early history of our nation of Islam in the West, there was no compulsion. No one was compelled to put $5 or $10 or 10%. You were told to donate whatever you can give. And if you gave it from your heart, whether it was many dollars or 1 cent, it was accepted and appreciated. No more or no less than the contribution that was in many dollars from someone who was better able. Now, isn't that justice? If I'm more able to contribute and I give $40 or $400, here is a person that is much less able to contribute and they give four quarters. But their giving of four quarters denies them or deprives them of as much as my giving of $400. Now, why should I say this brother gave $400? All praise is due to Allah, a great Muslim, a light in the nation of Islam. Go on, you brave soldier. Allah bless you, brother. Have a seat among the chosen few. Make it tomorrow. Can't plan their meals no more than one meal ahead. They come up and give $4. Never get any attention. Well, let me tell you, Allah sees and knows everything. And you're going to have the special seat in the kingdom. Not those who gave just to show off. Many times they give, and back behind the rostrum, behind the door, outside before leaving, they get part of theirs back, or all of it back. Church. This is the nation of Islam in the West. The very name should make you more dignified than you are. I'm talking to those who practice that thing. All right, so that's in the first stages of the zakat, of the field for zakat. The people are just giving freely, whatever they can give from their heart. But as they grow, people come in that are coming in just for advantages that your sacrifices have brought about. They want positions of authority. They want easy jobs. They want a hiding place among you. So they come in and they don't want to give. They just live among you and live off of you and give nothing. So, okay, when that time came, then Muhammad, for prophet peace be on him, he enforced charity. Because there are people now that don't come from the heart. They're just following his lip perfection. As they say, lip perfection. Is that right? Their hearts are not in their words. So now we have to enforce it on them. Is that justice? Yes, it is. The Holy Quran says, La ikraha fi din, which means there is no compelling in religion. But if I got somebody here that's a freeloader, Somebody here that's on the boat to enjoy, but don't belong to the family, and don't have their have interest in the welfare of the boat. Only for as long as the boat serves their purpose, they have interest in the welfare of the boat. Okay, if I have somebody like that on my boat, should I give them the benefits of my religion? My religion says no compulsion in religion. Sister and brother, you are with me in religion. I'm not to compel you. But if there's someone here that don't identify with us, and are in here breathing our air, listening to our beautiful song, wearing our beautiful garments, and enjoying the safety and security in our heaven, and are not willing to identify with it and to work to keep it as it is, we should enforce, act, pay up.